Denver's going to get out of here with a hard-fought victory today. The Broncos can snap and kneel twice, and this one will end. It is over here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Players from both teams, as is a custom, walking and going to greet opponents.
Just like that, the Broncos improved to 6-2 on the season after a hard-fought win against the division rival San Diego Chargers in a couple of back-to-back division games, now setting up for a first-place matchup with the Oakland Raiders in Oakland next week. More on that in a little bit, but first, let's get you your game recap here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. My name is Adam Kinney. I'm the host of the show, and this is brought to you in part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the fastest-growing sports audio network in the world. Welcome into the show here. Broncos get the win 27-19 over the San Diego Chargers on Sunday, and they had to do it in a little bit of every way imaginable. They had to contribute from the ground game. They had to execute in the offensive passing game and then obviously lean on their defense, which they are so prone to doing and so good at doing at times, to come up with big plays. But that gets the Broncos this revenge win against the San Diego Chargers. Let's get you into this thing and how it all happened for the Denver Broncos. Broncos start off with the football and everything is looking good early as they're driving straight down the football field. They get down into the San Diego Chargers red zone and the 10-yard line before the drive is eventually halted and the Broncos have to settle for an opening 28-yard field goal. But not many times this year have the Broncos scored points on their first drive, so that's good to see, especially with, you know, how consistent Gary Kubiak's been with his script and being able to put points on the board. It's just not something this offense has been able to do so much, but they're able to get that early 3-0 lead. But Chargers' first drive right after that is they open their first possession of the game, and they pick up where they left off against the Broncos a couple weeks earlier. The Chargers scored in their first drive in San Diego, and they're going to do the same thing here as Phillip Rivers finds Antonio Gates, old nemesis of the Denver Broncos, been haunting them for years, for a 7-yard touchdown.
Rivers in a shotgun stance has the football, gets a block from Barksdale, looking, loading, firing underneath, caught by Gates, stretching across the goal line, touchdown San Diego! He was stopped just a little shy of the goal line, but he put that big body right across the goal line for the score. Antonio Gates, for the 80th time, has gotten a touchdown feed from Phillip Rivers.
80th career touchdown for Antonio Gates there. That's a pretty amazing stat. And with that, the Chargers go up early on the Broncos 7-3, and we're still in the first quarter. The Broncos go 3-and-out on their next possession, which Trevor Siemian fumbled a snap that Capri Bibbs had to pick up, so it wasn't a very good offensive drive. And the two teams go back and forth a little bit here, exchanging punts. That's going to take us all the way into the second quarter, where finally it is a big defensive play by the Denver Broncos that's going to get them back out in front in this one by the thanks of Bradley Roby intercepting a Phillip Rivers pass intended for Ty Williams.
Four-man rush. Rivers throws a crossing route into and out of the hands, and Roby's got it. Roby on the west sideline, 45-40. Bradley Roby, 30, 25-20. Rivers to beat, 15-10, 5 to the house. Touchdown, Denver. Bradley Roby's first interception of the season. And for the Bronco defense, their third score of the year.
Bradley Roby playing for the injured Aqib Talib. He gets the pick six, but something that you did not hear on the call there, courtesy of the Broncos radio network, was probably the most controversial moment of the game when Melvin Gordon, as he's trying to make a play on Bradley Roby, he runs full speed into the Denver Broncos sideline and just pummels over Broncos defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. And Phillips, this is a long pause in the game. Phillips has to be taken out on a stretcher, and he is taken to a nearby hospital. So a scary moment there for Broncos fans, and really just people. It doesn't matter which side you're rooting for. You never want to see something like that happen, especially when you see a young, fit player like Melvin Gordon running full speed into a guy that doesn't have any pads on. He doesn't have any protection. He's a 69-year-old guy and not a nicer guy in the business than Wade Phillips. So that was unfortunate. But the Broncos take a 10-3 lead at this point in the second quarter. When the Chargers get the football back, the Broncos force a 3-and-out, and then the Broncos aren't able to do anything in their next offensive possession thanks to a strip sack by Melvin Ingram that the Chargers then recover the football. Chargers try and put a scoring drive together, but it's going to end up in a 45-yard field goal that is no good, wide left by Josh Lambeau, And that's basically how the half is going to end, and the Broncos are going to run into halftime with a 10-7 lead over the San Diego Chargers. All right, I want to get you your second half highlights, but first I want to remind you this episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the football games that you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for great value. Now, the Broncos aren't going to be home until after their bye week, but if you're trying to, you know, get a good holiday present or, you know, just see this team down the stretch, my recommendation to use to get SeatGeek. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any games this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Price could vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Best of all, my listeners of this show get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. This is what you do. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter my promo code LO Broncos for Lockdown Broncos. That's promo code LO Broncos. And then SeatGeek's going to send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app today and enter promo code LO Broncos. All right, let's get into some second half highlights. Chargers are going to start with the football here, and immediately their first drive is going to be stopped short thanks to a tip pass that's intercepted. It was tipped by Lorenzo Dawson then and Derek Wolfe in part, and then intercepted by Darian Stewart. And that's going to set up just a two-play drive, that's going to end with a Devontae Booker touchdown.
The offset eye with Janovich is set right. Second and goal. They run it left. Booker steps outside. He's going to walk to the goal line. Untouched. Touchdown, Denver.
So Devontae Booker gets his second career NFL touchdown after earlier in the game fumbling the football near the goal line and squandering yet another opportunity for this team. But he does get in the end zone and then increases the Broncos' lead 17-7 at this point. The Chargers get the football back, and they're going to try and get themselves back into the game, and they're going to do so after a lengthy drive, 13 plays, taking 7.5 minutes off the clock, and Phillip Rivers is going to find Travis Benjamin in the end zone to make it a 17-13 lead. The Chargers actually miss an extra point thanks to a blocked field goal point after attempt by Shaq Barrett, so it's going to be 17-13, but here's that touchdown to Travis Benjamin.
Play clock at 3, at 2, at 1. Rivers has the football, gets the block, going back, throwing, end zone, caught, Travis Benjamin! Touchdown, San Diego! What a catch! Travis Benjamin right behind the B in the letter Broncos, right in the back of the end zone. A one-hand catch of a laser beam thrown by Rivers. And the Chargers have scored.
So the Chargers get back into the game. Just a four-point game at this point thanks to that blocked point after attempt by Shaq Barrett, 17-13. Broncos are going to get the ball with 4 minutes and 2 seconds left in the third quarter, and they're going to have to respond with a lengthy drive of their own, which is going to go 13 plays and 6.5 minutes. It goes well into the fourth quarter, and the Broncos bring in newly activated running back Juwan Thompson. He was just activated off the practice squad after replacing C.J. Anderson, who goes to IR, and they bring in Juwan Thompson. And I got to give credit to Andy Janovich in this game because he still comes out there and plays. He's dealing with this hand injury, and he's actually wearing a club on his right hand. So that tells you every time Andy Janovich is in the game, he's just going to basically be a blocker. He's not going to be able to do anything else, not catching the ball out of the backfield or running the football. And so they bring in Juwan Thompson, who has some experience playing fullback back at Duke, and then he also got look at both positions in training camp. And then on a goal-to-go situation, they bring in Juwan Thompson as the fullback, and they give it to him, and Juwan Thompson finds the end zone to increase Denver's lead.
Double tight end set. Ferentz, the wing, is normally an offensive lineman. I formation. They hand it to Juwan Thompson. Thompson bangs to the goal line. Thompson waiting for a push, and he is in the end zone for a Denver touchdown.
Next Chargers possession. They're trying to move down the field and keep this thing close. Broncos have a 24-13 lead with about 12 minutes to go, but the Chargers are going to go six and out. And this is where the Broncos have a huge opportunity to really just put this thing completely out of reach. But unfortunately, Trevor Siemian has some bad luck and kind of has to deal with what Phillip Rivers has dealt with all day
with just some tip balls that went the wrong way, and Simeon is intercepted. The Chargers are going to take this back to the house to continue to make this a game.
Now he's starting for the defending Super Bowl champions. Shotgun snap, pass rush in, pass a slant, picked off, the Chargers have it. It's Toomer, he's coming to the near side, or check that, it's Hayward. Casey Hayward, touchdown San Diego. Number 26 with his fourth pick of the year. On a deflection, it was Casey Hayward on the near sideline. He took it back 23 yards, and the Chargers are in business. It hit the receiver in the hands. It hit Jordan Norwood right in the left hand, then the right hand, and right into Casey Hayward.
Fourth and nine from the Charger 46. San Diego must reach the Denver 45. Trips left, Gates the middle receiver. Inman wide right, Rivers in the gun. Denver rushes four. Rivers deep drop. Pressured now, throws. Pass beyond Melvin Gordon, incomplete.
So there's a heck of a job by Reggie Herring, who takes over the defensive play calling for the Broncos, and they stop Hunter Henry from receiving that pass from Phillip Rivers, who that was the guy that bit them in the first game on Thursday Night Football, where they got that first touchdown. That was Hunter Henry. But they hold them there. The Broncos are going to start with the ball at their own 2-yard line, and they're going to quickly go three and out. Chargers going to burn their timeouts pretty quickly here, or two of their timeouts rather, but it's going to bring up a fourth and nine, and then rookie punter Riley Dixon booms a ball 69 yards down the field that really puts the Chargers out of any position to do anything. You know, they get the ball with 2 minutes left, but I mean, just a huge swing in field position compared to where the Broncos were at this point. This actually gets Riley Dixon a game ball by the team, but with not a lot to work with, the Denver Broncos once again hold the San Diego Chargers in their comeback effort.
Rivers takes a snap, fourth and goal. Rivers throws, pass knocked away at the goal line, incomplete. Hunter Henry, the intended receiver, Lorenzo Doss with the play, and the Bronco defense facing a first and goal with the Chargers on their two. Stop San Diego four consecutive plays.
And the Broncos get the ball back, and they will kneel it down one final time to seal their victory against the San Diego Chargers at home at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. 27-19 is the final.
Denver is going to get out of here with a hard-fought victory today. The Broncos can snap and kneel twice, and this one will end. It is over here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Players from both teams, as is a custom, walking and going to greet opponents.
Well, that's how the Broncos did it on Sunday, and let's get right to the locker room with some audio from some of the Denver Broncos and their reaction to their victory. And we'll start with Gary Kubiak just giving an update on Wade Phillips, and he was sent to the hospital because of the hit that Melvin Gordon had in the first half, you know, on the pick six by Bradley Roby. Here's what Kubiak had to say on his defensive coordinator.
Mike, everything I've been told right now, he's doing great. Patrick told me there was a report out there that maybe something happened to his leg or something, but that's not true. He's fine. He's upbeat. Watched the end of the game, doing good. We've been in contact with Lori, his wife. He talked to me before he left the field, so we were just being smart. But all indications are that Wade is doing great, and he will be back quickly.
So just a precaution for Wade Phillips. I think that if he were 20 years younger, maybe he comes back in the second half and he resumes his duties. But they're just doing their due diligence, making sure nothing bad happens to their beloved defensive coordinator, and everything's good there. Here's Gary Kubiak on the mistakes that his team made, but still being able to overcome them.
We made enough mistakes to probably lose two or three games, in all honesty, but we found a way to win. And we were challenged today. We're missing some pieces, battling our tail off. We lose weight. So a lot of things going on. Usually you don't find a way to get a victory in this league. We found a way to win, so I'm very proud of them doing that. And obviously we got to play a lot better, but proud of the victory.
Broncos quarterback Trevor Siemian starting to get a label as a game manager, but this game manager is now 6-1 in his NFL career, you know, coming off of being a 7th-round draft pick just in his second season. Here's Trevor Siemian after the win.
Well, I think you got to give a lot of credit to San Diego. You know, they do a lot of different things schematically, and they got some pretty good personnel up front, especially with Bosa in there. So a lot of credit to them, but you know, I think our offense, obviously, not just ours, but probably around the league, works best, you know, when you got both working. So that's what we're going to work on, just trying to be more consistent across the board.
All right, that's going to wrap things up from the locker room after hearing from Gary Kubiak and Trevor Siemian. Let's get you some stats of the game. Siemian, 20-38 on the day, 276 yards, no touchdowns through the air, and he does have the one interception that goes back for a touchdown for the Chargers, but that's not really one that's his fault. Devontae Booker is your leading rusher with 19 carries for 54 yards, so kind of a grind-em-out game for Devontae, but he does get in the end zone, and then he does have that fumble, which was unfortunate. He probably would have had 2 touchdowns if he's able to hold on to that football, but Capri Bibbs gets 2 carries for 4 yards, and then Juwan Thompson gets the single carry and another touchdown for the team. Demaryius Thomas, the leading receiver, for 5 receptions, 79 yards. Emmanuel Sanders right behind him, 4 receptions for 68 yards. Defensively speaking for the Broncos, Von Miller gets another sack on the season. TJ Ward chimes in with a sack and an interception. Bradley Roby gets the pick six in the first half, and Darian Stewart was the third and final interception for the Broncos against Phillip Rivers. Speaking of Phillip, here's his line, 20 of 47 through the air, 257 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 3 picks on the day. So not a great performance. And even in the win against the Broncos, it's not like Phillip Rivers torched them for anything. I don't even think he threw for 200 yards in that game. Melvin Gordon, though, becomes the first running back since Jamal Charles back in early 2015. I think that was week 2 against the Kansas City Chiefs. The first opposing running back to rush for over 100 yards against the Broncos defense. 111 yards on 23 carries, but never finds the end zone. And that's how this thing shakes out. The Broncos get a big win against the Chargers, and this is just going to set up another big platform. The Raiders win in overtime in a crazy game. They set an NFL record for penalties in an NFL game with 23, but they still win in overtime on the road against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Raiders are undefeated on the road, but they're going to have to come home and defend their home turf against the Denver Broncos, and 2 teams, 6-2 apiece, and we're going to have ourselves a first-place battle. So I'm going to keep you updated with everything that has to do with Raider Week. Raider Week actually means something for once. We haven't been able to say that for many, many years here in Denver. So that's going to be some exciting rivalry talk to talk about all week. So make sure you stay tuned in to the Lockdown Broncos podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio, or follow the show account at Locked On Broncos. And we'll see you next time on the Lockdown Broncos podcast.